Thank you and good morning. Arcata Fire officials have not confirmed it, but a suspected hash lab explosion rocked a neighborhood in Manila on Saturday afternoon at just before 5 o'clock. Arcata Fire posted pictures and video of the incident to its Facebook page that depicted the raging fire burning on Young's Lane near the Mollel Dunes. It's reported that two people went to the hospital with burn injuries, and firefighters were on scene into the night monitoring the situation. No neighborhood structures were damaged, and there were no reports of injury other than the two suspected burn victims. The sheriff's office has issued an at-risk missing persons report for 33-year-old Marilyn Jarnigan, who was reported missing last Friday after she was unheard from following her release from jail at 6 o'clock Friday morning. Jarnigan is mentally disabled, and there is concern for her safety and well-being. Jarnigan is a Native American woman, 5 feet tall, 150 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information about Jarnigan is asked to contact authorities. The latest road information update issued by the county is a lot shorter than those issued during last week's storms. Jacoby Creek Road has a failed culvert about 2.5 miles up. Drivers are urged to proceed with caution. Cannibal Island Road from Cock Robin to the end is flooded, with rough road conditions and potholes hidden by water. There is a slide on the upper part of Crosby Road as well. Caltrans reports that Highway 1 in Leggett, which had been the site of a slide last week, has been reopened with one-way controlled traffic in place. Stop signs have been erected at the location. Highways 36 and 96 are clear, and work continues on Highway 299 in Trinity County to construct a temporary roadway. Another rainstorm is forecasted for this week. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
The Eureka Police Department, along with the Eureka branch of the NAACP, is set to co-sponsor a march today in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. The idea stemmed from an August meeting where Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and the president of the NAACP Eureka branch, Liz Smith, held a private meeting with a small group of police officers and people of color following the national tension between police and minorities. The march will start at the Eureka Police Station on C Street at 11 a.m., and it will end at the Adorney Center, where the NAACP will host their annual Dr. Martin Luther King celebration.
Thank you, Jordan. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office has issued a warning to residents to be aware of potential rental scams in the county. The DA was first notified by the Humboldt Association of Realtors of the scam in which a house will be up for rent on Craigslist. The Craigslist post will look legitimate and will include photos of a house the party doesn't own, and it will include a rental application and backstory of a family being transferred out of the area. The scammer will want to collect the listed rent and deposit. The DA's office provided tips on spotting a scam. Communication will mostly be through Hotmail or Yahoo email or through an international phone number, and the people making the offer will be out of state or out of the country. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A New Year's Eve fire at an abandoned ice plant and cold storage facility on the Eureka waterfront destroyed the building and ended up being a 3-alarm incident as off-duty Humboldt Bay firefighters were called in and mutual aid from 6 surrounding agencies was needed to provide cover for the rest of the city. Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about that incident and provided some insight into what he and his firefighters were faced with when the call came in. Gillespie said the department was well aware of the danger the building posed.
We knew this building was vacant other than the transient activity that's been going on. And we've identified this, that if this has a working fire, because of the dilapidation of some of the building and multiple cooler units, tons of weight on the roof, that with this particular building, we weren't going to put anybody inside of the building.
Regular inspections of buildings allow fire departments to prepare for incidents even at a structure that hasn't been used in decades. And Gillespie said he knew the moment he saw smoke while driving to the scene that they were in for a busy night.
I was coming in on Broadway on the response, and I could see smoke from just north of Bayshore Mall and visible in the night sky. And we were on scene for maybe 15 minutes, and we had fire through the roof. We went into what we call a defensive attack right from the start. Stay on the outside, put the big water into it, and try and knock the fire down.
You can listen to Chief Bill Gillespie talk firefighting and tactics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.